Cowardice, leftist UK Labour Party blocks vote for inquiry into Muslim child rape grooming gangs. By Kurt Zindelka on January 8, 2025. The governing left-wing Labour Party has blocked a vote that would have established a public inquiry into the abuses committed by mostly Muslim Pakistani men against white British girls and the politically correct failures of authorities to protect young girls. The Labour Party blocked the Tories' amendment to the Children's Wellbeing and Schools Bill to establish a national public inquiry after Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer reportedly whipped his MPs into voting against the measure. 350 Labour MPs voted against the amendment, while 101 Conservatives and all five Reform MPs voted for the bill. However, there were over 170 abstentions, including former Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and the entirety of the Liberal Democrats. Shadow Home Secretary Chris Philp said that the move by Starmer to block the bill was disgusting and accused the Labour Party of moral cowardice. Labour MPs have put their party ahead of getting to the truth and turned a blind eye to justice for the victims. Labour MPs will have to explain to the British people why they are against learning the truth behind the torture and rape of countless vulnerable girls, he said per The Telegraph. Justifying his position, Prime Minister Starmer claimed that national public inquiry would take at least 7 years, citing the time spent conducting the Jay report into child abuse. Starmer argued that the focus should be on implementing the previous report's recommendations rather than conducting a national investigation into the scandal. Critics have asserted, however, that the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse, ICSA, from Professor Alexis Jay was insufficient, as it only tangentially addressed the issue of Muslim Pakistani rape gangs targeting white girls and that it failed even to mention grooming gang hotspots such as Rotherham, Oldham, or Telford. Campaigners, such as Reform leader Nigel Farage, have also noted recent reporting from Charlie Peters of GB News, which has found that over 50 towns and cities in England may have seen Muslim grooming gangs target young girls. Peters said that in almost all the areas he identified, through court records, local reports, and victim testimony, thorough investigations have yet to be carried out. Peters also criticized the ICSA report for failing to specifically focus on grooming gangs, claiming that they were lumped in with other instances of child abuse, whereas other issues, such as with the Catholic Church or online abuse, had their own dedicated inquiries. In Wednesday's House of Commons debate, Tory leader Kemi Badenoch speculated that Prime Minister Starmer did not want a full national inquiry as he doesn't want questions asked of Labour politicians. Indeed, many of the areas in which the worst abuses have been found were under the control of the left-wing party, and the Prime Minister himself has faced questions as to his own role in alleged cover-ups during his time as the country's top prosecutor. This is one of the worst scandals in British history, and I would say to the Prime Minister, it's not about you, it's about the victims. Be a leader, not a lawyer, Badenoch urged Starmer. However, Badenoch also faced critique, with Nigel Farage noting that during her time in government, when she served as Women's and Equalities Minister, she failed to meet with any victims or demand that her own party launch an inquiry. Despite most of the abuses happening in Labour-run areas, the Conservatives have also faced accusations of cover-ups, with the Conservative government of Boris Johnson having blocked the release of data on the ethnicities of perpetrators in 2020 because they claimed it was not in the public interest. While long derided as being a racist conspiracy theory to suggest that the overwhelming majority of grooming gang abuse was carried out by Pakistani Muslims living in Britain, reports have long claimed this to be the case, including a 2017 report from the counter-extremism think tank Quilliam that found that 84% of grooming crimes were committed by Muslim men with South Asian backgrounds, British parlance for countries like Bangladesh, India, and Pakistan. The report went on to find that the child rape gang specifically targeted young white girls as they were seen as easy targets compared to girls from Muslim communities, whom the groomers felt should be protected. The grooming scandal is not merely confined to the abuse of young girls. However, as numerous reports have found that local officials and law enforcement overlooked the child rapes for fear of appearing racist or stoking racial divisions in their communities. For example, a 2020 report found that officers at the Greater Manchester Police were told to focus on other ethnicities in the early 2000s as a group of around 100 South Asian men were left free to rape and abuse dozens of young girls in the area. Another report found that police in nearby Rotherham had told the father of a missing girl that the town would erupt if it were made known that young white girls were being preyed upon by Muslim men. Victims were often ignored in numerous instances, with social services and police often dismissing their pleas for help and accusing the young girls of having willingly entered into relationships with their abusers. One such victim alleged that police accused her of prostituting herself at the age of 12 or 13 when her mother first claimed that her child was raped. The dismissive attitude towards many victims suggests that others may have been discouraged from coming forward to authorities. Before the vote on Wednesday, Nigel Farage told the Commons that, given the overwhelming support on all sides of the political spectrum for an inquiry, Reform UK would establish and fund its own independent investigation into the scandal. Mr. Farage argued that the country needs an investigation explicitly focusing on the gangs of Pakistani men raping young white girls because ultimately, it seems to me there's a deep racist element behind what happened. Follow Kurt Sindulka on X, follow @KurtSindulka or email to sindulka@breitbart.com.